Alleluia, the Lord is risen. Welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today we celebrate Easter Friday, and from Jamaica, we hear from Father Clifton Harris, a pastor in Kingston, with a preaching entitled, The First Breakfast of the Resurrection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas, called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, I'm going fishing. They said to him, We also will come with you. So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, Children, have you caught anything to eat? They answered him, No. So he said to them, Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something. So they cast it, and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciples, whom Jesus loved, said to Peter, It is the Lord. When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out of the on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, Bring some of the fish you just caught. So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, Come, have breakfast. And none of the disciples dared to ask him, Who are you? Because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner, the fish. This was how the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples, and after being raised from the dead. Gospel of the Lord. This Johannine appendix of Jesus having breakfast, preparing breakfast actually for his disciples, has a lot of meaning and significance for us, especially in these times. I want to see these post-resurrection narratives as sources of encouragement for us on our own journey. Like Simon Peter, oftentimes when we have experienced loss, shattered dreams, we see comfort in the familiar, in what is known. And therefore, we go back to the familiar. But this gospel reminds us that oftentimes, yes, we may not find the answer when we go back to the familiar there. But one of the startling things in this gospel for me is a reminder that in the midst of our disappointments, in the midst of our failures, Jesus never abandoned us. One of the things that stood out for me in this gospel is that Jesus did not begin a blaming game with Peter and reminding him why he denied him 3 times. No, he prepared breakfast. He stand on the shore, saw them out there. He prepared breakfast. Isn't this a Jesus we serve? Isn't this a God we serve? The God who's always there for us in our midst. The other thing that also strikes me in this gospel is that none of the disciples really at first recognized him. They do not realize that it was Jesus that was there. And he was just like a stranger. Isn't this true in our own journeys? right? In our journeys, oftentimes we just pass Jesus. But how do we come to recognize him? We come to recognize him oftentimes in the familiar, the things that jogs our memory, the familiar things. I'm not sure that it was fate that caused John the Beloved to recognize him first. He knows that the figure on the shore is the Lord. The Lord, because of his great faith, yes, that was there, I think. But it is a familiar, the same thing that caused him to recognize Jesus at in the burial cloth, that Jesus had risen from the dead. Faith is a deeper way of seeing. With the support of tradition, faith enables us Christians to transcend appearances, to discern deeper spiritual realities. Jesus remains an obscure figure to the other disciples until their faith is engaged by the invitation to come and have breakfast. It is the same meal to which Jesus invites us in the Eucharist. At it, we review the tradition in the reading of the scriptures, something familiar to us, yes. And then we sense his presence as we eat the consecrated bread and drink the transubstantiated wine. Through their faith in the resurrection, though this faith in the resurrection was difficult and slow, still, it is the heart of their apostolic preaching. Yes, it is. It is the same risen Jesus who is the cornerstone of our faith and our lives. As with the apostles, he stays with us when we are toiling, when we are down and out. Be encouraged by these post-resurrection stories of Jesus. He never abandons us. He's there. We are also called to go and be witnesses of him. Where is Jesus preparing breakfast for you? Come and have breakfast. Amen.